center. We let him snap the ball. He is Ohio's own Nick Mangold. Big Nick is in the house, and he's all dressed up to Burns-O-Matic something.
Burns-O-Matic, fine Columbus company. Just, you know, it's a lot of fun because we're taking the torch away from the construction people and putting it into the tailgate. And so we're lighting everything on fire, having a grand old time.
We'll talk about that because I hear you're selling more of these than funnel cakes at Kings Island. So that's good news. You were so close to playing in this game. Does working Radio Row bring back any of that for you at all? Like, I wanted to be here as a player. I got so close and I didn't make it. Or is that completely out of your mind?
You know, for me, I was amazed. It was 9 years ago that we did this, and I only know that because my son was born on the Super Bowl that we were supposed to go to. So it's kind of gone away a little bit. It always stays my main regret from my NFL career is that we didn't win a Super Bowl. But otherwise, you know, at this point, nothing I can do about it, so why worry about it?
Yeah, I mean,
so might as well be here chatting with you guys.
Exactly. Biggest regrets of one thing I'll never be able to change. Like, and you, right. Especially when you get close, you make the playoff runs. You know, I've got to work with your good friend, two guys. I mean, you played with Jonathan Vilma and then Mark Sanchez a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at that, you know, back on some of those playoff runs, like, are you able to look at them now as maybe the exciting, like with the fond memories of playing those games and like the emotions that you felt? Or is it still a little bit bitter and still tough to look at times you got to the AFC Championship and then weren't able to finish and move on?
No, you get both. You get the joy. Like, I remember our first run, we went out to San Diego and won in San Diego. And no one expected us to do it, and we did it we finished the game by going for it on fourth down, and then we were able to take a knee, run the clock out, and, you know, that was an amazing experience. At the same time, you look at it, and you look at back-to-back AFC Championship games, the first one versus the Colts, where we play a great first half, and then Peyton goes all Peyton Manning on us, and we lose. And then we go to the next one. We're playing in Pittsburgh. We play a terrible first half. And then we come roaring back. And I've talked to guys who on Pittsburgh, they're like, yeah, we were screwed. If there were three more minutes in that game, we were screwed. And so we had that momentum going. If we could have just put the two good halves together one of those years, we might have been able to do something. But alas, we did not. So there's a bittersweet feeling, but there's also a remembrance of the joy, you know, going to New England after getting smoked by New England in the regular season. And beating them up there in the playoffs, that was a great feeling. You know, beating Indianapolis in the playoffs. Like, there were a lot of good teams that we beat.
Ohio State All-American and 7-time Pro Bowler Nick Mangold with us on Radio Row. Different coaches, different coordinators, different quarterbacks. You've had them all. And I don't know if I asked you last year or the year before about your time with Brett Favre, that quick time when he came in. Any good stories about Favre and having to snap the ball to him?
Favre was amazing because, you know, growing up watching him, like, you know, Brett Favre. And then the opportunity to play with him. The very first practice we're out there, we're in Long Island, Hofstra, where we're having training camp. And Mangini had a rule, if you had a penalty or a turnover, you had to run a lap. And so the first practice there, we had, I think it was like 10 to 12,000 people just pack into this one small little area, Hofstra University. And Brett and I fumbled the snap. Obviously, Brett's fault because I can snap to anybody. and so we end up running the lap. And now Brett's not going to, you know, make any time doing the mile. So we were in a nice, slow walk-off jog. And people are clapping. Like, then they're getting this big cheer. And I was like, you know, this is something we did wrong. Like, this isn't a victory lap. This is something we did wrong. They were just so excited to see Brett. But I was regaling somebody with the story, and I forgot this last little part of it. It was right. This was 2008. So YouTube had just started. And I remember coming into the locker room, and one of the clubhouse guys was like, oh, yeah, it's got, like, you know, 100,000 views on YouTube already. I was like, what's this YouTube?
Where were those guys filming?
Explain me this.
Yeah. I didn't see the cameras.
It's like, yeah, this is great. And so, now it's become such what it is.
Maybe they were clapping because, I mean, it's for Mangini to do that to Favre sends a message throughout the team, right? I mean, if he can run a lap, then maybe it was part of, I mean, the two of you.
I think Brett dropped it on purpose so he could take a little time off because we were going pretty slow, and I think he just wanted a couple of reps off.
Absolutely. And so, gosh, and I remember watching that, and wasn't there a didn't they throw that on, like, the team meeting the next day? And I want to say there was a little bit of production around it, maybe some Britney Spears, being played. Like, yeah, is that Eric, correct? Did you tell me that? Or was
Eric
it?
Eric had a lot of videos. It was funny. Lavernius Colds had nicknamed Eric the Penguin.
Yes.
Because he looked like the villain from Batman. And so then, you know, Eric, every team meeting would be up there on, you know, the teleprompter, you know, just ripping into people. And so then it became referred to as Penguin Vision.
That's so awesome.
If you made Penguin Vision, you were in trouble.
That is good stuff. We're talking to Nick Mangold, former Ohio State Buckeye, former New York Jet. 11-year NFL?
11-year.
11-year Ron years. Burgundy NFL veteran.
Ron Burgundy. You in the Ring of Honor yet?
No.
You will be.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, listen, I don't want to. It's hard to talk for yourself. You're a very humble guy. No, I've already got him in.
Nick told me he's the humblest guy he knows.
By far.
Well, he didn't know about YouTube then. Now he knows about, he's learning about humble brag. It's a real thing. So I assume your day will come. Do people tell you that you have any hints that you'll be in the Jets Ring of Honor one day?
I don't know. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It would be nice.
Here's all I'm asking. Since we both came back to celebrate two of our good friends going into the Ohio State Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and Nick Mangold and AJ, or Nick Mangold.
Yeah, I'm Nick Mangold. Yeah,
Mike Nugent. As I'm looking at you, Mike Nugent, AJ Hawk. It was great to see everybody, get everyone back together at the tailgate. I just want to make sure that when the Ring of Honor happens, you know, I've got some Kelly Green I can throw on and make sure I'm out there at the tailgate using, you know, the Burns-O-Matic
torch. Yeah, get one out.
Getting some food, getting all that stuff going.
We'll have a grand old time. They had the fans voted on the all-time Jet team for the NFL 100-year, and I tricked a bunch of people into voting for me.
You beat out Kevin Mawai?
Yeah.
Look at you, man. Hey, the Ring of Honor for sure.
That's why I'm
Ring of Honor. But it was a fan vote. It was the fans.
The fans are smart.
They are the geniuses. They're my favorite because I love them because they voted me.
And they buy the Burns-O-Matic.
And hopefully the barbecue sauce that's coming out. Mm. And so it's all, you know, part of my evil plan.
You know, when you left football, and we talked a little bit about this, you know, just you and I, you know, and everyone always thinks you have this John Elway moment. You win a Super Bowl, you walk off, and like, hey, that's the career, it's done.
Hey,
like,
Michael Strahan, look at me.
The reality is, like, 99.9% of guys, you get kind of older, and it's like, do I still want to play? Is this the right situation? Or you get hurt, and it's like, you know, I'm on IR, and my contract's up. Do I want to go play somewhere else? Do they want to bring me back? What's the role? Like, when you walked away from the game and you made that decision, was it hard for you? Did you still feel like you had something left? Was your body just too beaten up? I mean, go through your thought process on deciding when you finally retired.
Yeah, so that was a big process for me. I went through, you know, I got hurt, ended on IR. The Jets fired me in February, and I was still rehabbing. And so I was rehabbing along.
Your ankle?
Foot.
Foot, okay.
And same thing. And they – I was still – it was always, Nick, do you want to play football? And I was like, of course, I'm a football player. That's what I want to do.
Well, so I done.
And yeah, I got nothing else going on. Sure, I'll play football. So it was always very abstract. And then it became real with the Baltimore Ravens in mandatory minicamp. I had the opportunity. I could have signed my name on the line and been down there the next day. And at that point, when it became real and not the abstract, it was like, well, do I really want to play football? Do I really want to go to another team? Am I enjoying my time with the kids more? And so at that moment, once it got real, it was a pretty easy decision that I was done playing. And so I walked away. Looking back, I wish I would have stolen a couple of checks. That might have been nice. But it was, you know, it was the right decision for me. Allowed me to finish my rehab and, you know, retire the following year with the Jets and, you know, kind of come back home, which was nice.
Are you glad you never played anywhere else?
I am. You know, it was a tough decision. I talked to a lot of guys that, you know, spent a long time in one place and then played somewhere else. And for me, you know, with the way that I embraced the city and the city embraced me, you know, we felt, you know, talking to Jenny and I, you know, that it would be best that, you know, I stay here. I'm a Jet and I don't have to say, oh, and, you know, I was a Bronco or something. It's always that one team, which is nice.
Yeah, it'll always be JETS for you.
Jets.
And then we get to interview you every year in a chef's coat, so we're happy about it.
Well, this is the first year of the chef coat, though,
okay,
and
nice.
It's very formal. Because the last year I had the apron. I didn't like the apron as much.
You look
the
good.
The chef coat feels better.
You look good. You're all set.
Gold.
Like, burns it. You know? The gold. Hey, don't starve me on the gold jacket. That's a start, though.
No, I was going man gold.
Oh, well, that, and maybe one day the Burns-O-Matic comes in a gold jacket, which you'll get the other one, I think, maybe,
I like
and then
it.
It'll come back to Ohio for Canton. Nick, thanks for kicking off 54 for us here.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're the best.